Case, Empower and Carry. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Carrie is a 30-year-old registered nurse who is new to financial counseling. The counselor greets Carrie in the waiting room and verifies that she is the expected client. After mutual introductions, the client and counselor discuss the recent hot weather on the way to the office. In the room, the counselor asks about Carrie's interests and profession as a registered nurse. Carrie, I actually just started a new job a few weeks ago. I really like the new hospital and staff in my unit, but the commute is killing me. Also, I used to be able to walk my neighborhood to get coffee, but where my house is, there is nothing in walking distance. Counselor, it sounds like you regret buying a home in that neighborhood. Carrie, yes, or maybe buying a house at all. I am used to moving whenever I needed to before. I'm in a bind. I spent all my savings on that down payment and closing costs. I am thinking about selling my home and getting a new home near my new job. Counselor, the hospital is located in a neighborhood that seems more walkable to you. Carrie, yes, it's a fun neighborhood. I wish I hadn't let my friends talk me into buying a house in the suburbs. It made me realize I am a city person. Counselor, you feel that your friends were imposing their values on you? Carrie, yes, they really got me scared about some things that don't actually bother me that much. Look, I pay my bills on time and have good credit. Can't the house be used instead of a down payment? Should I start looking for a new home near the hospital? Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Question 1. This client is asking for advice and to be directed. Should the counselor give some direct advice at this point, such as saving more money for closing costs and a down payment, the unlikelihood of the current house appreciating much in value after just a few months, or possibly just selling and returning to renting? Question 1 sample response. No, this is not the time to give this client direct advice, but instead to explain that the role of the counselor is to help the client arrive at their own goals and make their own decisions. Even though the client is seeking advice, they may be looking for someone else to take responsibility for their problem rather than addressing it themselves. Also, this client has just had an experience where the client's friends gave advice that didn't fit the client's actual desires and goals, to the client's detriment. Question 2, what would be a good way to get started helping this client to help themselves? Imagine how the dialogue might proceed from where it left off. Question 2 sample response. Emphasize that this client is an expert in their own life and that to truly be of assistance, the counselor needs the client to share some of that experience with the counselor rather than just giving her generic advice. Once the counselor has a better understanding of the client, the counselor can help Carrie determine what she really wants and set her own goals before exploring together the best way to achieve these goals. The dialogue might start with empathizing with the client's situation. Counselor, considering going through that whole home buying process again and the thought of making big financial decisions you might regret must be really overwhelming. Carrie, exactly. I just want to make better choices. Counselor, this makes perfect sense. Getting the answers can feel safer when someone hands you the answers. But the thing is, the right answer has to be the right answer for you. My job is to help you think about your options in a way that puts you in control. Carrie, I guess that makes sense, but where do I start? The counselor can then summarize the issues and break down the problem-solving process used in counseling. This process is part of the definition of interviewing, which is presented elsewhere.